Well, Michelle, take us back a little bit. Why don't you tell us when you started to snowboard, and when did you decide that free ride is what you wanted to do rather than sticking to, say, half pipe?
Well, I was 12 when I started snowboarding in Newfoundland, and back then, I mean, there wasn't really such a thing as snowboard parks. We were hand-building quarter pipes. We had snowboards with duct tape bindings and Sorel boots, and it was very primitive at that stage, you know, 30 years ago. So when I first jumped into a snowboard, I fell in love with it. I was really hurting the next day, but it kept me coming back and brought me to Banff when I was 18. And when I got here, I realized that snowboarding was so much more than the park, and it was about, you know, getting on the mountain and seeing the different features that the mountain has to offer you instead of a man-made park. And eventually that passion brought me to Europe on a couple of separate occasions. And that's when I saw the Freeride World Tour go off. And I thought to myself, hey, I can do this.
Well, I've watched some footage of Freeride. And for somebody like me who's scared of heights and things like that, like, that looks just terrifying. Like, you've got cliffs, ice, steep terrain. I don't think it's for anybody who's of the faint of heart. What is that adrenaline like? Are you ever scared?
I think nerves are a good thing. They show that you have respect for the mountain and your abilities. I think too with free riding, you're kind of a creature of your environment. You get used to exposing yourself to different things, whether it's cliffs or ice or steep terrain. You gradually work up to it. It's not like you just jump in. Yeah. So I think it's a creature of your own environment.
Have you ever had an incident or an injury or something like that that shook you and made you hesitant for heading back to the hill?
I've had some scary crashes, usually during training for competing, when you're trying to push yourself a little bit. And I find overcoming that and getting back in the saddle is the best way to get used to that fear, and overcoming the fear. And getting back out there is probably the best cure for that.
Yeah. What are some of the best mountains you've ever competed at?
Oh, I've been to... I've been to many. A couple of the big ones that stick out for me for competing would be in Alaska at Alyeska Resort. I've also competed in France at La Crusade, and it's a different type of terrain in Alaska and in France. It's a lot of, in Europe, it's the Alps, so it's all alpine. It's not a lot of trees, so it's a different type of riding. In terms of my favorite resorts, Lake Louise and Ski Big 3 for sure are my favorite that I've been to. Just the accessibility and no lift lines and blue skies and the scenery. In terms of one of my favorites, I do love Verbier, Switzerland. It's takes 3.5 hours to ride across it. So it's a big resort, lots of challenging terrain, really nice people. Yeah, I love it there.
I've noticed that snowboarding as an event at the Olympics continues to expand. Would you like to maybe see a free ride eventually emerge at the Olympics?
I would love that. I mean, I don't want to see the end of the Free Ride World Tour, which is our world sanctioning body for free ride. It would be rather hard to document a free ride event. I think that they'll have to overcome that, as they will with, you know, surfing is now in there. So, yeah, documenting those real-time sports is going to be a bit of a challenge, especially for something like the IOC, where everything's very set, rules by the book, whereas free ride is very much so aim for the best conditions that you can have, which isn't always possible, but the Freeride World Tour executes that perfectly.
Yeah, it was interesting. I was watching some of these Red Bull highlights from, I think, last year, and for the broadcasters, how difficult is that? I'm assuming, because I couldn't tell, but they were in a helicopter, were they not, and they were calling that game, or the race, or were they calling it from somewhere else? I wasn't really sure.
So they have the commentators set up at different areas than the judges usually. Sometimes they're kind of close. Sometimes, you know, there's aerial footage for sure. With the introduction of drones now, it's kind of eliminating the need for helicopters, which is good because it makes it a lot cheaper and more safe. Yeah, they usually kind of commentate from the bottom, and the judges are usually somewhere around the bottom or midway up the mountain. They're all kind of in the same area where you can see the whole venue, and they're communicating with the commentators to keep the public in the know about what's happening when the riders are coming down.
Very cool. I don't like bringing up people's ages, but for you, you are the oldest female to compete at the 2020 International Freeride World Tour. How, for you being so experienced, how are you approaching things? And do you have youngsters coming up to you and asking for advice?
At first I didn't really realize the amount of attention that would garner me because, I'm 41, but I don't feel that. I feel like coming from Banff, where age is just a number and people are getting out there every day crushing, I feel like I'm not that old. I haven't had like a lot of people coming up asking for advice. I have gotten a lot of props, a lot of kind of respect for being my age. It was a little bit hard to swallow at first, oh gosh, this is the first thing people are going to want to talk to me about, but I've come to terms with it, and I appreciate that people can respect that, and I hope that I can inspire and motivate other women that age is not a limit, it's just a state of mind.
And this is a very high-impact sport, but is there something you do in your downtime, whether it be yoga or meditation or whatever it is, to just rest your joints a little bit?
Definitely. Every day before I compete, I do my solid routine of yoga. It helps me limber up. It warms up my muscles. It helps me focus through meditation, through breath, through confining your space to a very limited motion. And it also opens the mind and brings you back to yourself, to make you more aware of where you are in yourself at that moment and know where you can push yourself and where it's best to hold back.
Excellent. Well, before I let you go, how can people keep track of what you're up to and follow your journey here on the Freeride World Tour?
You can follow me on my Instagram account would be the best way. That's where I do updates on when the event is going to be, what the conditions are like. That would be the best way. It's Michelle Locke Snow on Instagram. And, the oldest competitor on the tour, male or female.